Coming up next to the stage, this gentleman told me to introduce him as an old friend of the Nerdalogs with an incredible smile. This is Eric Roth!
You weren't supposed to say that I told you to say that.
Well, your smile is incredible, clearly.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is an excerpt from what I think will be a longer piece that I'm working on, and now I'm working on adjusting the thing. All right. It's a rite of passage to get a bad job when you first move to Los Angeles, unless you went to Harvard or Yale, in which case all your friends are related to Tom Hanks. If you went to the University of Illinois like me, you're forced to do something like scrub chimneys or file death certificates, or as I did, I taught babies gymnastics. I taught babies gymnastics at a small gym in West Hollywood, and I was very, very good at it. I was so good at teaching babies gymnastics, two-year-olds would call me coach, which is adorable. They would go, "Coach, I jump on trampoline?" And I'd be like, "You're right, Tallulah, you do jump on trampoline." I come from a family of gymnasts. My father was a gymnast. My brother was a gymnast. We owned a gymnastic school. Our coach was a Soviet Union world champion. At one point in my life, I was able to do a double backflip. Now I'm in therapy. It's pretty common for gymnasts to have night terrors. At 3 a.m. every night, my father would go, "Ah!" Like clockwork. It was an alarm for me. If I had friends sleeping over, I would hear, "Ah!" and I'd be like, "Just pretend you're asleep." And he would sort of stomp down the hallway, and he'd look into the bedroom with unstaring eyes, you know, maybe thinking he was being paternal, and then he would fart loudly on the toilet. Until I was 5, I thought every adult could walk on their hands while drunk at my birthday party. So this life prepared me for babies gymnastics, kinda. Once a toddler named Falcon, whose mom had stepped about, you know, 15 feet away, you know, started freaking out, and he was going, "Mommy, Mommy," and he started to cry a little bit, and I come on over, and I think I'm being helpful, and I get real close in his face, and I say, "I ate your mommy," and it did not work. Here's an incomplete list of famous people who I actually met whose kids I played with. Charlize Theron, Steve Martin, Billy Crystal, Halle Berry, Breckin Meyer, Hilary Duff, Drew Barrymore, I dropped her kid once, Noah Baumbach, Chris Pratt, Taye Diggs, Idina Menzel, David Wayne, Rod Stewart, he's a walking skeleton, Elizabeth Berkley, Patton Oswalt, Maya Rudolph, Dimitri Martin, Jason Schwartzman, I told him about a time I ate a ton of shellfish with my bare hands, Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, Vince Vaughn, Kelly Rollins, Sierra, Russell Wilson, Ziggy Marley, Benicio Del Toro, David Benhoff, D.B. Weiss, Amanda Peetle, Isla Fisher, Josh Gad, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Jack Black, Jason Biggs, Jason Bateman. I once cornered The Rock's TV agent and made him read my pilot. He never came to the gym again. Teaching babies gymnastics is a lot of skills wrapped up in one. You got a small talk with parents. You have to know how to not terrify kids, which I'm working on. You have to be able to stand infants on their heads without breaking their necks or flattening their jelly-like skulls. You have to convince parents that it's totally cool that you're rolling over their doughy babies while they're crying. You have to be good at lying. "Oh, he's supposed to be crying like that. That means he likes it. He's going to be very talented at this. I can tell." You have to look good in gym shorts. I must have looked so good in gym shorts because one time a kid straight up bit my dick. Dads didn't like me. I mean, I get it. An adult man, as an adult man, you can be very vulnerable. And here's this handsome guy with a beautiful tenor voice whispering, "I ate your mommy," to your son. One time, a dad straight up wrestled me. I wouldn't let his daughter do the zip line by herself. I had to spot her for liability reasons because that was our boss's policy. And it enraged this father so much, he straight up grabbed me and held my arms so his daughter could travel 15 feet on a zip line without my assistance. This dude wrestled me. He fucking wrestled me. There's like not another business where that would be a thing that you would think to do to an employee that would, you would never be like, "Give me those French fries, jabroni." I did the birthday parties for these kids, and in the back room, we had this loft of 20 rubber donkeys. Each one was about the size of a pit bull. They were called roadies. They were all different colors, and they had this big smile and lobotomized stare, and all their eyes and mouths were rubbed off from excessive use, so it was supposed to look like, and instead it looked like, and they all lived ass to face in this very unstable mass donkey grave above us. More than once, I was covered in an avalanche of colorful rubber donkeys. When you have a bad job, you start to normalize strange things. And when I say more than once, I was covered in an avalanche of colorful rubber donkeys, that is something I have a visceral memory of. The heavy, bloated things tumbling onto my head. The rainbow cascade of rubber. The squeaking of roadie against roadie. The unstaring eyes smudged away with time. Anyways, the kids love these things. They would sit on them and bounce and have fun. So we brought them out of the back room, and the children would swarm, which makes it difficult to put these things down sometimes because you can't just crush a kid Catherine the Great style. Now, I had just started working at the gym, and I'm walking to the back room, out of the back room, with four pit bull sized donkeys in my hand, and I'm being swarmed by 2-year-olds foaming out the mouth for these roadies, and I get to the middle of the room, and there's nowhere to put these things. I'm surrounded, and I'm stuck. At these parties, there's an audience of 20 to 60 adults crammed into an unventilated space wishing they never had kids. And so I'm already feeling like an idiot holding these bright multicolored donkeys by the ears in my gym shorts and too tight t-shirts, looking for a place to set them down. And right in front of me, this little 1-year-old starts to tip over off of her roadie. Almost in slow motion. And I mean, this kid is tiny. She's like half the size of these roadies. They're twice her size. And she's going to go down hard. And I can't help her because my hands are full. And I can't just throw the roadies down because that'll knock a bunch of kids over. And at the last second, this adorable girl does what anyone falling might do. She reaches out and she full on grabs my penis. And I mean, she grabs it like Tarzan on a vine, like Quasimodo ringing the bells of Notre Dame. And it keeps her from falling, but it doesn't stabilize her. So it doesn't get the roadies back on 2 feet. It just sort of, she just sort of ends up in a 45 degree angle, hanging there. And now, here she is, halfway tipping over, stabilizing herself on my humiliation. And here I am, holding four multicolored rubber donkeys by their ears. And I can't yank away, because that would be illegal. I can't, I can't like tug, the kid would fall over if I made any sudden movements. And there's a ton of parents watching, and I freeze, and I feel like it looked like a Greek statue. Like one of the weird ones, where you're like, why did they carve Hermes holding four donkeys with an adorable cherub tugging his wiener? Oh, that was Perviticus. So I'm looking for a new job if anyone's got any leads. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Eric Roth, and his incredible smile. Oh, man. That was awesome. I was going to introduce Rod Stewart next, but he kind of walked out during that set, so...